From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
26 up, 26 down. Two outs in the ninth. And now everybody at Turner Field on their feet. Johnson looks in. He's got his side. The big unit ready. And the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Perfection, Randy Johnson. A perfect game on this Tuesday night, May 18th. And his teammates rush onto the field to mob the big unit.
Rob, I commit to love you till death do us part.
David, I commit to love you until death do us part.
By the power vested in me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I hereby pronounce you legally married. Amen.
I'm grieving. I mean, I could almost cry over this. It's gut-wrenching. It's heartbreaking because we're seeing our society crumble around us. If we as a culture can redefine what marriage is, then what is secure?
We should not delude ourselves into thinking for an instant that because Brown represents the law, we have achieved our goal, that the work of Brown is done, when there are those who still seek in different ways to see it undone.
Well, look how much has changed. Look what this law has done for us. Look how the law showed again to the world how the American people can look in a mirror and see their own reflection. And when they don't like that reflection, because of our democratic system, because of the nature of our founding documents, because of our Constitution and our courts, we can change things for the better.
I am now calling for policies to liberate the Iraqi people, to get full sovereignty now. And I am putting the case in a way which they don't like.
I could never quite understand the incredible preoccupation of the administration with Mr. Shalaby. And I think that reliance has done us great damage in terms of establishing legitimacy.
I discussed with the cabinet the plans of Mr. Brahimi, the UN representative who is consulting with Iraqi leadership and Iraqi citizenry, as well as our own government officials there, about the interim government and who will occupy the positions of responsibility in that government.
I think the time has come to speak very frankly about the lack of leadership in the White House, the lack of judgment. People say that the president has great resolve, and they admire that. But resolve must be accompanied by judgment and with a plan to succeed. In the case of Iraq, it was not.